The Illinois Senate this year approved a bill to allow same-sex couples to marry. That vote came on Valentine's Day. Now, 9 months later, gay and lesbian couples in Illinois are still waiting for the House to vote on the bill. Their final chance to win approval this year comes during this week's veto session, and supporters are making sure lawmakers know how important this is to them. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story.
Outside, it's a misty autumn evening in Macomb. The light drizzle has just started to dampen the ground. But inside the home of Brian Powell and Molly Selders, there is no dampening the spirits of about a dozen people busy making calls on cell phones.
My name is David, and I'm a volunteer for...
They're calling voters in targeted districts, urging them to push their state representative to support same-sex marriage legislation. Powell says he did not hesitate when offered the chance to host the phone bank.
Because I think it's important that, you know, everyone be able to have the basic right to get married.
Illinois currently allows civil unions, but Powell says it's hard to defend that in place of marriage. He says separate but equal does not cut it in America, which is why these farmers, teachers, and retirees have gathered here.
I think what really unites the people here tonight is that they think this is a matter of justice, and they're willing to give up a couple hours of their evening, give up their time in the name of justice.
Most of the volunteers are sitting, but one of them is standing as she makes calls.
Hi, Leanne. This is Holly Stovall, and I'm a volunteer with Illinois Unites for Marriage.
Stovall and the other volunteers are working at a fast pace. There's little time between calls for conversation.
Okay, thank you. So many of them just say, they won't say no. They'll just say, I don't want to talk about this. So
is it frustrating to make...
Hi, Marianne. This is Holly Stovall, and I'm a volunteer with Illinois Unites for Marriage.
Stovall eventually pauses for a few minutes to say she's not frustrated when she calls someone who does not want to talk. She understands some people don't want to be bothered at the end of a long day. And she's encouraged by the positive responses.
It's people of all ages that are supportive. It's not the stereotype that senior citizens would not support gay marriage. So far, the people that I've had who have been supportive have actually been 60 or above.
Stovall believes marriage will benefit same-sex couples as well as their children. She also thinks marriage benefits should be allowed for transgendered people. She says marriage equality is a civil rights issue. For volunteer David Bell, it's also a personal issue.
Because I'm a gay man, and I grew up without being able to do this, and I would like my people who come after me to be able to get married if they need to or want to.
Do you hope to be able to marry someday in Illinois?
I think my marrying days are past.
The group Illinois Unites for Marriage helped the local volunteers organize the phone bank. The volunteers are calling voters in the district of Republican Representative Kay Hatcher of Yorkville. She has not indicated how she will vote if the bill is brought to the House floor. The volunteers are not lobbying their own representative, Republican Noreen Hammond of Macomb. She's already indicated her intentions.
I vote not just on this bill, but on any piece of legislation, the will of the majority of my district. Generally, my district, which is all or part of eight counties, is 4-1 in opposition of it.
So you're going to vote the way you feel your constituents want you to. Do you have a personal feeling on this?
I don't share my personal feeling on this or a lot of issues because if I did, I might have a tendency to want to vote the way I want to vote, but there's been a number of issues that have been near and dear to my heart that I have had to vote the exact opposite, and it's not easy to do, but I'm not there for me. I'm there for 110,000 people.
Hammond says she's heard a lot from people on both sides of the issue. She feels there's a good chance the bill will come up for a vote, though it will be up to the sponsor, Democrat Greg Harris of Chicago, to assure Speaker Michael Madigan that he has enough support to pass it.
We met our goal, Representative.
For the phone bank, the goal was to get 30 people to agree to be transferred to Hatcher's office and leave a voicemail message in support of same-sex marriage. With that goal accomplished, it's time to start calling voters in another swing district and hope all this lobbying results in the ultimate goal, marriage equality in Illinois. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.